Medal of Honor Monday, Marine Corps Brigadier General Robert Edward Gaylor. Texas Border Business, by David Vergun, Pentagon News, USDOW. Marine Corps Brigadier General Robert Edward Gaylor was a fighter pilot during World War II and went on to serve more than 20 years on active duty. He received the Medal of Honor for his actions in the skies over Guadalcanal in 1942. Gaylor was born October 23, 1913, in Seattle. He was the youngest son of Frederick George Gaylor and Mary Loretta Leahy, and he had two older brothers, Vincent and Fred Gaylor Jr. Gaylor went to Queen Anne High School, where he excelled in sports, playing basketball, football, baseball and tennis, as well as running track. After high school, he attended the University of Washington in Seattle, where he was an All-American basketball player and a member of Navy ROTC. He graduated in 1935 with a bachelor's degree in industrial engineering. Following graduation, he enlisted in the Marine Corps because he wanted to fly quicker than an officer commission would allow. Gaylor began flight training at Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida, and about halfway through the course, he was offered an officer commission and became a second lieutenant in July 1936. In April 1937, he was assigned to the 1st Marine Brigade, Marine Corps Base Quantico, Virginia, for duty with Aircraft 1. Over the next year, he served at the basic school in Philadelphia, and he was briefly assigned to the Brooklyn Navy Yard before being ordered to St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he served with Marine Scouting Squadron 3. He married his first wife, Dorothy Bayer, shortly before the start of World War II. They had two children, Vincent and Robert Tipton Gaylor, who later retired as a colonel from the Air Force. Gaylor's first marriage ended in divorce, and he married his second wife, Sharon Alexander, in 1981. He became the stepfather to her children, Charles and Christine. Gaylor transferred to Marine Corps Air Station Eva Field on Oahu, Hawaii, in January 1941. In an August 1998 interview, he described the days leading up to the December 7, 1941, Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. There was practically no mention of trouble with Japan, Gaylor said. In fact, the Saturday before the attack, we lined up the airplanes, wingtip to wingtip, and nobody even mentioned that we should scatter them. Eva had very little damage from the attack, except for the airplanes. Gaylor said none of them were operational, so the Marines were issued rifles. Four Marines at Eva were killed during the attacks, becoming some of the first American casualties of World War II. Gaylor and his fellow Marines on the ground fought back with machine guns, rifles and pistols. From August 30 to September 28, 1942, the dates of his Medal of Honor action, Gaylor, now a major, was the commander of Marine Fighter Squadron 224, Marine Aviation Group 21, flying over the skies around Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific in an F-4 Wildcat. His citation reads that he led his squadron in aerial combat with enemy forces in daring and aggressive raids against Japanese aerial forces, which were vastly superior in numbers. He availed himself of every favorable attack opportunity, shooting down 11 enemy bomber and fighter aircraft over a period of 29 days. Though suffering the extreme physical strain attendant upon protracted fighter operations at an altitude above 25,000 feet, the squadron, under his zealous and inspiring leadership, shot down a total of 27 Japanese planes. Gaylor received the Medal of Honor from President Franklin D. Roosevelt during a White House ceremony held March 24, 1943. The following month, he was assigned to Marine Corps Air Depot Miramar, in Southern California, where he was the Assistant Operations Officer. He was promoted to Lieutenant Colonel and returned to Eva in November 1943, where he was Chief of Staff, Marine Air, Hawaiian Area. During his 1998 interview, Gaylor said he was told Medal of Honor recipients wouldn't fly again, so he trained units on this newfangled radar. In July 1945, he took command of a cadet regiment at Marine Barracks, Naval Air Training Base, Corpus Christi, Texas, a position he held for 2 years before he attended the Armed Forces Staff College in Norfolk, Virginia. Gaylor remained on active duty another 10 years, with assignments at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina, Naval Air Station San Diego and the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing in South Korea. He was promoted to colonel in March 1951. On August 5, 1952, while flying an AU-1 Corsair, Gaylor was shot down by anti-aircraft fire over North Korea, while leading a squadron attack near Wonsan. After parachuting safely to the ground, he evaded capture by hiding in a cornfield. Upon his rescue, Gaylor said, "I do know that every pilot flying in this theater should have the highest possible morale with the knowledge that so many are ready and willing to risk so much to get them, when they are shot down." After being hospitalized for 2 months for injuries sustained from ejecting from his aircraft, Gaylor was assigned as the Assistant Chief of Staff for Personnel at Marine Corps Air Station El Toro, California. His final assignment was with the Guided Missiles Division for the Department of the Navy, in Washington, where he served as the Assistant Director and then the Acting Director in January 1956. Gaylor retired from the Marine Corps July 31, 1957, and he was meritoriously promoted to Brigadier General. That same year, he graduated from George Washington University in Washington with a master's degree in engineering administration. Following his retirement, Gaylor moved to Dallas, where he worked in the defense industry and then at a real estate firm. In the early 1990s, he collaborated with the San Diego Air and Space Museum to restore the F-3F biplane that he had ditched off the coast of San Diego in 1940 due to a mechanical failure. It was recovered from the ocean floor April 5, 1990, at a depth of 1,800 feet. Gaylor died June 27, 2005. He is buried alongside his wife, Sharon, in the Texas State Cemetery in Austin, Texas. In addition to the Medal of Honor, he also received the Legion of Merit with Valor, the Distinguished Flying Cross with 1 gold star, the Air Medal with 4 gold stars and the Purple Heart. On December 17, 2020, a plaque was dedicated to Gaylor at Camp Humphreys, South Korea. There's also a monument dedicated to him and other military alums on the campus at the University of Washington in Seattle.